Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now for a treat, a series of amazing treats. Actually, my next guests represent three really different styles, and they each have brand new cookbooks that allow you home cooks to bring the best New York City desserts into your own kitchens. And because of this unusual coincidence of three New York-oriented, dessert-oriented cookbooks coming out at the same time, we've invited all three authors on the show together. So Kim Ima is the owner, baker, and driver of The Treats Truck and is the author of The Treats Truck Baking Book. Hi, Kim.
Hi.
Christina Tozzi is chef and owner of the Momofuku Milk Bar and the author of a cookbook by the same name, Momofuku Milk Bar. And Alan Rosen, co-owner of Junior's and grandson of the founder of the legendary Brooklyn restaurant, is the co-author of Junior's Dessert Cookbook. Alan, welcome to WNYC.
Thanks so much for having me.
And our producers, because they will take any risk to cover a good story, volunteered to take your cookbooks home and try a recipe. So we've got the results in front of us. This is such a tough job, but somebody had to do it. So folks, sit close to your radio. We will at least make your mouths water. Let me go around the room first before we do any tasting, and I completely like cotton mouth myself. Why did you want to write a book, Kim, after running the Treats Truck?
Well, I love cookbooks. I love cookbooks. I love baking with them. But I also love I love just reading them and holding them and having them on my shelf. They keep me company. And I've been running the Treats Truck for about 4.5 years now, and customers ask for recipes sometimes. And I just always thought it would be so much fun. And also it's dedicated to my customers. So it's a little bit of a love letter to them, too.
Your favorite recipe in your own book?
Oh, my goodness.
One favorite recipe.
Well, okay. One of my favorite recipes is called Amazing Cake. And it's because it's a very top secret recipe. It's so top secret that I only share it with certain people. And so Amazing Cake is one of my top recipes, I think.
Christina, why a book after Momofuku Milk Bar's big hit?
Momofuku came out with their cookbook right when Momofuku Milk Bar was opening, and we had so many people just sort of like knocking down our doors begging for the recipes that we just decided it was only fair to share it. And I love cookbooks because I feel like they always capture a place and a moment in time and sort of the culture of that restaurant or that bakery or what have you in a moment in time. And that was that sort of important component of the Momofuku.
And is there something in there that you think is particularly New York?
That's particularly New York. I would say it's particularly Milk Bar, and it's our cereal milk.
All right. And I have one here made by – let's see. I'm not sure if I have one of yours here. I have one of our producers, Momofuku Milk Bar, cereal bars here. Well, I don't have to ask you, Alan, what's New York about Junior's cheesecake. But maybe I should ask you what's in this book besides Junior's cheesecake.
Well, cheesecake, obviously, very New York. Black and white cookie, extremely New York. Egg creams, you know, the soda fountain. And, you know, you asked why a book. Well, you know, my grandfather, when he first started in this business in the 20s, you know, he was a soda jerk. So it was sort of our way of bringing it all together and bringing it back to today and also sharing a lot of great recipes.
All right. So one of our producers, Alana, went home to her apartment last night and made Junior's fresh strawberry cream cheese pie from page 102. Let's taste. You have that there, right?
Yes, it looks great. It looks just like the picture in the book, actually. So I am impressed with Alana.
All right. It absolutely looks the same as I'm looking at the two side by side. I'm going to taste also. Okay. I tasted. Let's see. Was that yours? This is your actual one, right?
That's mine. This is hers.
And this is hers. Okay. Yours is noticeably thicker in texture.
Right.
And is that the hallmark of Junior's cheesecake,
well,
or one of them?
That is, but we're also tasting – we didn't know what you were making. So that's – you're tasting the plain cheesecake,
okay,
versus the strawberry cheese pie. And the consistency on the pie is a little looser. It's not baked in the water bath. It's a little different. But the results that she got with this pie are identical or even, dare I say, better because it was made, you know, 6 hours ago than what we serve in our restaurant, I got to be honest.
Okay. So, and it's really light and creamy.
And she got the sauce right on the strawberry. She got it all right.
So, Alani, you can come home and visit with my family anytime. And while she was cooking, she was also live chatting on our politics website about the Republican debate last night. So, I mean, I call that multitasking. Christina, so another of our producers, Paige, made your trademark cereal milk. She toasted the cornflakes, she infused, and then strained the milk. So let's taste. And let's see,
it's like milk that's left. What's left in your bowl after you eat all the cereal out of it?
Oh, I see. Right, it is. So if you eat some really sweet cereal, like Frosted Flakes or something, and then you drink the milk, it tastes like this.
Exactly.
That is the coolest. This is
It's kind of trippy in a really fun way. We use cornflakes at Milk Bar, but we also have been known to sort of run the gamut of different cereal flavors as well. You can make it into ice cream. You can make it into a panna cotta. You can just drink it as is. I was sort of the kind of kid that wouldn't drink just a glass of milk, and I drove my mother crazy, but I would always drink the milk out of the bottom of my bowl of cereal.
And you use it as a base for other things?
Mm-hmm. We do a drinking milk. We make soft serve out of it. We make milkshakes. We go pretty crazy with it.
What do you want to say, Alan?
As soon as I drank it, I felt like I was 6 years old, you know, holding up the end of my cereal bowl, draining out the milk. It really is what you say it is.
We brought a taste tester. I mean, we brought our own cereal milk too from the store. It's pretty much the same thing. Here, Brian, I'll give you the jug.
Yes, and I guess I just tasted. Well, I don't want to drink
Hopefully
out of the jug, but I had two side by side.
Oh, okay, perfect.
To my taste buds, anyway, they were identical.
Well,
so I guess if you can have, and well, all praise to Paige. Now let's see, Kim.
Yes.
Our senior producer Megan made the Cran Almond Crispy Squares. These have whole wheat puffs and cranberries in them. They're nearly health food. Or shouldn't I say that?
Oh no, you got your wheat and your cranberries and your marshmallow and butter.
Mm. Yeah, kind of like a Rice Krispies treat. We're very much on the breakfast cereal theme here today.
Right.
But they actually have some wholesome ingredients, like the wheat puffs, which you can taste, and the cranberries, which you can certainly taste.
Yes. Fantastic.
Seem like yours?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they do. And I love Rice Krispie treats. We make lots of different kinds of Rice Krispie treats.
Girl, we're soulmates.
That and some cereal milk?
Come on.
That's it's breakfast for a six-year-old, absolutely. I wonder if there's an essential tool or piece of equipment that any of you recommend, or if people are going to take on serious baking or just real dessert making. Kim, is there anything for you?
Well, I mean, I started out as a home baker, and my kitchen was not equipped with all kinds of fancy things. And I think there's a lot that you can just figure out yourself. Like, what kind of bowl do you have? You know, I didn't have a fancy mixer, and I got my upper arm workout, you know, all of that. But I think for me, I'm trying to think of what it would be. I think you have to get to know your own kitchen, too. Like, get to know what you have and what works well in your kitchen.
Yeah, what do you have? You have a truck, right?
I do have a truck called the Treats Truck.
So what do you have in the truck?
Well, we don't bake on the truck.
Oh, you don't. Sell on the truck.
We sell on the truck.
And where can people find your truck?
If you go to treatstruck.com, or you can call us. There's a phone number, 212-691-5226. And each day I leave a message saying, hey, we're on the corner of and where we are. And then also people just get to know us because we go to certain places, certain days. Like, oh, it's a Tuesday.
So you have something called the offset spatula, right?
Yes, yes.
What's that? I never heard that term before.
Okay. Well, if you haven't seen it before, it has a bend in it. So it's a spatula. It's a nice wide spatula. But the way it bends when you hold it, it allows you to frost something very easily or lift something up. And it's a really lovely tool. It's not straight across.
Christina, a tool?
I have two parts. One, I think, is an oven thermometer because, like Kim said, you can be really creative about a lot of the utensils that you use to bake in your kitchen. But I think knowing that you're baking your cookie at 350 as opposed to 400 or 300 will make or break your confection. But I also think quality unsalted butter is one of those big things that some people miss.
And also, I guess, Milk Bar is famous for really taking these familiar Democratic tastes, mini marshmallows, Ritz crackers, regular potato chips, and turning them into these unexpected delicacies so people can use ingredients they have laying around the kitchen.
Yeah, it's all about being creative in the kitchen and using what you have.
What do you use at Junior's that maybe we can't buy for our homes?
I think you need a mixer. either a good hand mixer or a good stand mixer. If you're going to be a baker at home even, you need a good, you know, I don't want to say brand, but KitchenAid mixer or a good stand mixer. And we always, of course, use a paddle attachment when mixing our cheesecakes and our creams.
For each of you, if we buy these cookbooks or give them as gifts, are we going to get the same results as the restaurant, or do you just want us to have fun? I would say, based on the little taste test that we've done, unless my producers are exceptionally talented cooks,
right,
you can actually replicate the recipes.
Yeah, no, for our book, we actually triple test every single recipe in a home kitchen because we want you to get those results. There's nothing more frustrating than going and spending 3 or 4 hours of your hard-earned time and it not coming out exactly as we say it should or as it did 40 or 50 years ago in the restaurant. So, yes, you will get those results.
I think for the Momofuku Milk Bar Cookbook, it's about being able to use it as a fun book in your kitchen to bake with. But there's also sort of a point of view and a story behind it. So it's sort of a really great read and a storybook, even if you're not in your kitchen. And it's also just fun to thumb through and look at the pictures, which is one of my other favorite parts of cookbooks.
All right. And we have plates of things that are yours. Let's see. Whose is the cookie?
That is mine. That's a caramel
cream. From the Treats Truck.
It's from the Treats Truck. It's a caramel cream sandwich cookie.
Right. So, to make Oreos jealous with.
I'm a big fan.
It's very thick.
Yeah, we have a lot of sandwich cookies on the truck, and I love to have a lot of filling in the middle of it, so it really plumps out on the sides and makes you smile.
And is this a red velvet cake?
Yep.
That's yours from Junior's?
That's from Junior's.
What do you want to say about that?
I just want to say, red velvet, you know, as a lot of people may know, is probably one of the most popular layer cakes right now in the country, believe it or not.
Again, very, very, the cake itself is very cakey.
Yeah,
well. Right. It's very thick, and yummy. And let's see, am I missing one from Christina?
I brought a bunch of cookies for your staff.
We'll give away those cookies next. So it certainly has been delicious and really interesting. Three new cookbooks, hundreds of amazing desserts. So New York, they are the Treats Truck Baking Book, the Momofuku Milk Bar, and Junior's Dessert Cookbook. Thank you all three.
Thanks for having us.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up next, we begin a week-long series on what's coming, and we will look in particular today at the surprisingly diverse fall theater season coming to the New York stage. Stay tuned.